Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director at KALW. We're holding a very short drive to raise money to support our work during the coronavirus crisis. Please help us to serve you by donating at KALW.org. Thank you.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. A group of Black women artists are gathering for a two-part discussion on why it's important for Black women to be counted in the census. It's called See Black Women, and it's a collaboration between the Museum of the African Diaspora and the Yerba Buena Garden Center for the Arts. The women will also talk about grief and the shift in our culture. Arts organizer Ashara Ekundayu is curating the discussion. She spoke with KALW's Janae Darden about Black women artists and their visibility.
Right now we're in such a, interesting is not even the word. I think we're going through a huge shift right now. Even though we're not able to really, you know, fellowship much in person, I've just seen artists take their work to another level. Why are Black women artists important right now?
Black women artists are always important. What we're seeing with new eyes is the importance of the labor of artists and cultural producers, people who make art. What we're seeing is the, I think, designation of artist as first responder, which is a platform that I'm now authoring and editing and bringing forth. And, you know, starting, of course, with the conversation of Black women, I identify as a Black woman, I identify as a Black queer woman. And my work and my praxis centers the creativity of Black people. So, I mean, it's time for that, those stories to be put in the forefront right now.
What for you has stood out about Oakland artists right now?
You know, what I've seen are, I mean, there are some artists who are even more prolific than they were before, because they have some space to kind of shelter in, I mean, beyond shelter in place, but shelter into their cocoon of creativity, whether that be in their living room or in their studio. And so they're able to focus because there's less distraction and less noise. And literally there's less noise on the street, but there's less noise perhaps in their head. There are people who here in Oakland and I think throughout the East Bay who are also sharing their creative practices in ways that they haven't before, perhaps through some kind of direct action and direct service in community. I've seen artists who have become, you know, part of the ongoing struggle to have folks released from prisons and jails. I've seen folks become, really, this whole mask game is on fleek, is really over the top with the creativity.
Yes.
And people sewing for the first time, and, you know, piecing together like these little stitches of cloth that they had and, you know, beading them up, cowrie shells and sequins. And I mean, I've seen some really amazing levels of fashion. So people stepping into a genre that maybe hasn't been something they've done before. I've seen people pick up a hoe and start digging and planting and growing food for the first time. There is an art to that. We have to honor the people who grow food and who, you know, who have been growing it and who are just learning how to do it as a cultural practice, a tool for liberation. You know, so we see all of this as freedom work. Artists are learning new techniques and even folks who are having to learn how to use technology and to teach online. I think a lot about the teaching artists, the musicians. The technology is being pushed and is having to be redesigned so that it can be in sync, so that musicians and people who play or speak or read in unison can actually hear each other.
You see Black women, I know you're hosting a discussion regarding the census. And for a long time, there's been issues as far as with the census not seeing us, or we're not partaking in the census, and so we don't get counted. Just thinking back, you know, to your earlier years, what did you know about the census? And did you take the census? Was this something the family talked about? Or was it like you got that notice in the mail, you trashed it?
Well, you know, yeah, part of this conversation that I'm hosting for the month of May is around being counted. So I'm part of a curatorial coalition that was brought together by Art in Action. Art in Action has been, you know, just really the brain, the brains and the fuel around this Come to Your Senses exhibition that is currently on digital display at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. But Art in Action, in collaboration with the San Francisco Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs, has invited many artists, including the Sea Black Women Collective, to create specific calls to the table, to come to your senses. What I was invited to do was to commission a conversation directed at Black women, at Black folks, at Black families. And yes, in my family, we took the census. I remember being maybe 9 or 10. And I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. It was a cool thing. I don't know if it was a big deal, but it was a cool thing. And she didn't throw the envelope away. It was definitely about being counted. And here in the Bay Area, it's paramount that we take this seriously, that we make sure that our bodies are counted. So that'll be part of what we talk about.
This conversation is a two-part conversation with these wonderful artists. What are some of the things that you will be covering in this conversation?
Well, I'm going to leave a lot of it up to the organic nature of being able to interview eight Black women artists who live in the Bay Area, some of whom were born here, many of whom have been deeply impacted by this pandemic and how we work and how we financially sustain ourselves. What I suspect we will also talk about is the collective grief that is going on, you know, and how to be inside of all of our feelings, because in addition to the grief, there's also joy, you know, there's pleasure and love happening as well. We have to also bring that conversation to the forefront.
That was arts organizer and cultural strategist Ashara Ekundayu speaking with KELW's Janae Darden. The second part of See Black Women streams next Tuesday, May 26th, on the Yerba Buena Facebook page. And find out how to see the first part of the talk by going to KELW.org. We'll have a link.